May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, June 14th, 2025. And since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, welcome to my update on fast-changing world news. Today, I'll be largely narrating from a newsletter I published 4 days ago on the full moon in Sagittarius. That was a lot of mental fire, folks, and a lot of big picture stuff with the global crisis and opportunities. So I'll be deconstructing, you know, the grand illusion of what's really happening today. Keep in mind that all the chaos and crisis that we see is, you know, everything that all the, you know, the emergencies in the world that are programmed in lamestream media was ordained to trigger a great awakening at this time. And realize that a great enlightenment has already occurred in the continuum. So now many of us who grok the 5D continuum are not just awake, but already enlightened. I mean, cosmic love is the real thing when we make it so. It's like ESP as effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you have it. Some people are already there. It hasn't gone mainstream yet. This is the great tribulations as Aquarian light and love surges and dark side deep state Piscean records purges. So this live show today is available as a podcast replay, usually within a day or two. And when you listen to the podcast, the newsletter links are listed in the footnotes. So you can click on those links and follow along while I'm discussing them. This is in the replay podcast. And you can pause the podcast to see those videos and articles that interest you, creating your own customized multimedia show in the process. Now, some of you know how to do that now, pulling up the HeartCom Network archives page and following along with this recent post, which I'll be talking about today, discussing the crisis now with a big shift. That's S-H-I-F-T, not a big shift at the turning of the ages. So will we have a high state of unity or a deep state of division? I mean, it's all about whom you will serve, you know, as in as above, so below, on earth as in heaven, as within, so with all, you know, unity in our diversity, united in faith or divided in fear. You know, this is the crisis. I mean, people worldwide are shaking in their boots right now, folks. You know, I'll be going into what, you know, the astrology, psychology, and what's going on in the world right now, today, as we speak. So this newsletter that I'll be discussing today, and, you know, this reality report, you might say, I call it a cosmic love sandwich. With the sourdough bread of truth slathered with lots of light and love on the front end, the back end, and strong meat in the middle, you know, as in some serious food for thought for the truly thoughtful. So part one of this newsletter that I just published has been upgraded, and I referenced that as an introduction, and that introduction is how our miracle life will manifest. And there's lots of light and love in this first part. And then it goes into the strong meat. And I'll go into that shortly. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. So there's a lot of cosmic drama on the world stage right now. We're going through a quantum shift of deep space energies in the Taurus field around Earth as it resonates in the Taurus field of consciousness between your ears, which is to say in the quantum field, the astrology psychology resonates in our DNA, in our consciousness, and our being, you know, and you might say torus fields within field at all levels, you know, the unified field. So in the larger big picture sense, Earth has transitioned from the 2000 year age of Pisces and entering a more enlightened Aquarian age with a new understanding and a new paradigm shift of relationships based on social consciousness and cooperation rather than, you know, win-win rather than win-lose, you know, competitive for domination in the world. The energies are shifting. We're not there yet, folks. I mean, we're not into there's definitely some serious perturbations in the field, you might say. And more recently, as the show airs today, global humanity is experiencing some intense cosmic energy with Mars in the last degrees of Leo, with a lot of fiery collective energy that we can see. You know, Mars, Leo is a fire sign. Mars has got these Martian energies, you know, warlike energies, can be very masculine, intense energies. And so there's a lot of fiery collective energy that we can see in the world right now. With energy, with forces being orchestrated across America right now, for demonstrations and wars erupting between Iran and Israel. So this Mars is the focal point in a finger of God, it's called in astrology, or a fickle finger of fate. And this is a combination of energy that's focused on this Mars in Leo, which is, again, dealing more with social conscience, the collective consciousness, fiery energy regarding more in the collective consciousness. And, of course, Mars, I mean, we're looking at civil war in America being erupted, being financed by our own tax dollars. I mean, I'm going to be going into it a little bit, but, you know, virtually the eruption of like an orchestrated civil war in America and foreign wars, which could be global war, you know, World War II, you know, there's huge portents for that, you know, right now. So, again, Mars is this focal point, this finger of God is focusing these energies of not just Neptune and Saturn in Aries, a fire sign, that are both sextile, a conjunction of the moon and Pluto in Aquarius. So we got, again, fire and air. It's very combustive. There's air and the fire. Aquarius, Pluto is transformation. Moon is the emotional body being, you know, the water body, the emotional body being disturbed. Neptune corresponds to the water body, the emotional body, the collective unconscious. And Saturn brings congruence to that in time, the timeliness right now of these energies being focused with Mars and Leo. I mean, it's kind of speaks for itself. For those who understand, you know, even a casual understanding of astrology, realize that these energies reflex from the inner to the outer, you know, in the quantum field. They manifest in consciousness in different ways, from anxiety and to contention. I mean, and of course, fear. And the classic archetypal battle here is between fear and faith. You know, the fearless faith neutralizes faithless fear, and it can be a trigger in a world event, you know, for each individual, basically, to choose whom you will serve. Be going into that, you know. So much for the cosmic weather. Today's show, I'll try to open your heart while I blow your mind with some news that the mainstream media fails to mention. Okay, so here we are in this piece that I've called, you know, the 2025 Turning Point. Got a lot of response of it. Those who are following my newsletter on Substack, called Aquarius Rising 369, which is Nikola Tesla formula 369. And on that newsletter, you know, I published that and got a pretty amazing response. It's, I consider one of my most cogent, congruent, heart coherent, mind congruent postings recently. And like I say, that is archived at the HeartCom Network archive page. You can always just Google HeartCom Network and pull that up. And see this article that I'm cussing and discussing, you might say now, issues that are very serious. But to sum up in a positive way, you know, again, light and love on the front end, we got the how our miracle life will manifest. And I've referenced, you know, some keynotes here before I go, as an introduction, before I go into the strong meat of this article. And the keynotes is, again, how our miracle life will manifest. Well, it's with good conscience, prescient in love, cosmic love, you know, universal law language love, you know, geometrized with the circle, triangle, square, the first principles of cosmic law and the love model, which listeners are probably familiar with now. If not, with the links in the article, you can go right to source material on all that I'm talking about today. It's I hyperlink concepts in my copy so that new people, you can put your cursor over the hot links and you can see what the link is. Those who have followed my stuff on a regular basis, if you've read those hot links and you know exactly what I'm talking about in an in-depth way, you'll get more profound insight and outlook for understanding the overview. So we're talking about, you know, the, you know, how miracle life will manifest with effective sensory perception, with seemingly miraculous ESP. And again, there's nothing extra about it. It's not extra sensory perception when it's effective sensory perception. It's just effective. This is the shift that's going on in the collective consciousness to a unity consciousness, sometimes referred to as 5D conscience, unity and diversity. And it's the trending into Aquarius because of the instant everywhere interactive internet. In other words, we're all connected in principle. And with AI, you know, as we harness AI with the first principles of cosmic universal law language as part of a universal interface for universal interaction, you know, social, it'll be culturing social conscience and social media as we become more conscious of how we are conscious individually and collectively with real-time voting, you know, telecom capabilities. And again, I'm kind of speaking to the choir. When I talk about telecom, telecommunications, telecare, the TLC, the TLC reset is what I refer to. I'm going to get a drink here. Excuse me just a second. Okay, throughout our cosmic history, there's been a universal formula for manifestation of miracles that is well known to adepts, you know, mystics, shaman, alchemists of the spirit that matters in 3D. And the more that you work with the archetypes of wholeness, sometimes referred to as the archetypes of holiness, the science of love, cosmic love, universal law language love, the more you work with these archetypes, the more things will manifest in a holistic and holy, miraculous way. I mean, it's the law. It's cosmic law. It's just it's the way it works on earth as in heaven, as above, so below, as within, so with all. So I'm going to go into part two now, the crisis we're looking at with a serious alert, you know, big shift at the turning point. You're seeing that big shift in geopolitics right now, folks. You're looking at it today, those who are listening live, with the virtual civil war that's being orchestrated across the country with these demonstrations across the country. And you know what I'm referring to, if you're paying attention at all. And, of course, we're not talking about just civil war. We're talking about, you know, potential, you know, portents for World War III, not just between Israel and Iran, who are lobbing missiles back and forth as of the last 24 hours, but also the powder keg between Russia and NATO and the U.S. Of course, U.S. is the proxy behind Ukraine, just as U.S. is the proxy behind Israel. So this is like, you know, people worldwide, the global netizens who read independent media and think for themselves are seeing the handwriting on the wall. I mean, it's like a self-evident truth that we're at a combustive point right now, that we're either all going to hang together with, you know, the unified field way of thinking of things, you know, a shift into the quantum age of unified field everything, or we're going to be kicking at the pricks, so to speak. And, you know, it's like the self-destructive creating and managing of crisis, war, disease, you know, death and hell on the planet. There are, you know, crony capitalism, sometimes referred to not just crony capital, but crisis capitalism, you know, with profiting from war and disease. I mean, it's been a problem. It is a problem. It's on the surface right now. Those forces that, so to speak, make a killing in the stock market as, you know, war ramps up or as disease ramps up. You know, we saw the record, what's happened, you know, since 9/11, what's happened since COVID. And it's a serious issue that hasn't been resolved. You might say it's all on the surface right now. Who's going to own and control the human and human and physical resources of the planet? I like the quote, like a lot of quotes by Buckminster Fuller. I trained with him at the University of Pennsylvania back in 1974 for a month, the World Game Studies Workshop. And Bucky was one of my mentors. One of the quotes that he has that I've got posted in a graphic in this newsletter is, quote, "The future is a choice between utopia and oblivion." And this is R. Buckminster Fuller. He has a book called Utopia and Oblivion. And in that book, he says, quote, "If man chooses oblivion, he can go right on leaving his fate to his political leaders. If he chooses utopia, he must initiate an enormous education program immediately, if not sooner." That's from Utopia or Oblivion. I think he wrote that book about 50 years ago, you know, or longer. But it's so true today. I mean, you know, a massive education. Well, we've been seeing that education, enormous education program going on with the internet. I mean, it peaked about 89 when the growth rate of the internet peaked. And so we had a platform for instant, everywhere, interaction worldwide that created a great awakening. There was. It was a massive, enormous education program. You know, basically, in principle, the internet is saying that we're all connected and we are one, in principle. Now, the process of interaction that will culture unity and diversity, culture conscience, the currency of conscience, social conscience in our social networks, well, that's the fulfillment of the enormous education program with hardware, which is the next phase of the computer internet revolution after, you know, hardware, IBM emphasis, and then software, Microsoft emphasis, and then netware, you know, Netscape emphasis. And then there's hardware, a universal interface for mass-to-mass interaction that will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with a capital C, as in Christed, as in second coming of Christ in the collective conscience of humanity. Hardware. You know, how that, you know, and I've been, those who know me, and I've followed my material. No, I've been talking about that since I gave a presentation to 10 agencies of the federal government on Capitol Hill back in fall of 1974 regarding the bicentennial. This was after I spoke to Bucky Fuller's World Game Studies Workshop that summer of 1974. Well, some of the people there at that World Game Studies Workshop were from the World Future Society and Committee for the Future, and they heard my talk about how the new communications technology with satellites and cable TV and mini computers and all the technology was available would made it possible to upgrade our freedoms of speech, assembly, and petition government worldwide, which was like an upgrade of the core constitutional principles that we could be celebrating with the bicentennial era, which is what these 10 agencies of federal government were looking at. How are we going to celebrate the revolution in the bicentennial era, which was from 76 to 89, you know, from ratification of the from the Declaration of Independence to ratification of the Constitution. So big drama back then. Technology was capable, but the summation of my talk of how this new technology could represent people more directly and make our government accountable to the purpose for which it serves, That was not intent of these 10 agencies of the federal government. These were J. Edgar Hoover days, FBI. And I was tapping on my phone back in Ohio for the next couple of weeks until I started answering the phone. This is Ace Janitorial Services. This is DA speaking. I hope they got the joke, but the clicking stopped, and I'm sure I've been monitored ever since then, but I'm an open book. I'm harmless. I'm just the host of Cosmic Love but I've been basically developing tools and resources as Buckminster Fuller recommends with his World Game Studies workshop, how you take inventory of tools and resources that are available and do an interaction matrix to do what's called comprehensive anticipatory design science, where you design all kinds of inventions, including social inventions for culturing trending conventions for more light and love, easier and faster. Aquarian age, you know, how do you culture conscience, social conscience, and social networks? Isn't that the pure intention that focuses collective attention on, you know, love retention for our collective conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full spectrum comprehension? I'm getting into my cosmic rap here, but what I'm saying is that there is an opportunity to utilize resources that are now available now more than ever before. I mean, it used to be back, you know, 50 years ago, as cable TV was networking the nation, government mandated three channels of every new cable TV system to be available for public access. And this is when public access stations went in all across the United States, and where a lot of new programming now started going mainstream, because people locally could go out and videotape events and have meetings and share them locally. And you had basically the modern printing page matured. It's just like the revolution that happened after the printing press. There was an enlightenment in Europe. Well, there has been an enlightenment, a great awakening worldwide with cable TV and the media, which now has gone exponential with the internet and with AI and the AI capabilities of accessing information and knowing whatever you wanted to know in a way that can augment a general intelligence. And when I say augment, I'm talking about nothing can ever replace a conscience. And however you understand conscience, whether it be a higher power, a higher conscience, or higher, the higher self, the higher knowing, the intuitive knowing, the and of course you're talking about conscience in terms of morality. And so what is real? You know, the gathering of the tribes of Israel, what is real with the internet? There's been a gathering of the tribes worldwide, you know, people in all religions and all faith. There's a new common sense that has been emerging, and it is above and beyond the divisive dialectic that creates and manages fear, war, disease, death, and hell on the planet, to basically demoralize the high ground, the higher power, the higher conscience. That is our, you might say, our self-elevation, as salvation is higher conscience. And some people would say Christic consciousness, or, you know, Christ consciousness, or, you know, the all that is real, or, you know, the God of love, divine love, cosmic love, universal love. You know, how do you frame, in other words, position, package, and promote the spirit that matters, that is whole enough and bold enough and told enough that it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, self-fulfilling as in terms of revelations, the self-knowing, know thyself as the beginning of wisdom. I mean, you can't give what you don't have. And people that are into serving the Christ consciousness, the higher consciousness in others, it helps. In fact, it's mandatory that you have higher consciousness yourself. You can't give what you don't have. So a process for involving and evolving, you know, tools and processes, communication tools and processes for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience. This is what my presentation was at the 10 agencies of federal government in Capitol Hill back in the fall of 1974. This is what I've looked at for the last 50 years. And as the technology with the internet came along, I realized that that technology in the public access station is now on your handheld smartphone. You can watch a video on the smartphone, a presentation that maybe you created or a friend created, that it's on a website, a social media website. It could be an education community, a political community, a religious community, any community, social network community that you're a part of. There could be a video that people could evaluate with three numbers in sequence right on the telephone, you know, touchtone, you know, the touchtone, you know, the four numbers, alphanumeric keyboard that you can pull up. Three numbers in sequence at any point of a video referencing upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, basically the cosmic cube between your ears, which is the field, the quantum field, you know, from upper brain, you know, crown chakra to lower brain, you know, reptilian brain, left brain, right brain, you know, from linear logical left brain letter of the law to nonlinear right brain, spherical spirit of the law. It's like you've got the whole color spectrum there, that white light in the vertical above, but below, from upper brain and lower brain, you got the white light of the infinite eternal ascends and descends through the, you might say, the third eye, the prism at the center of the cosmic cube at the capstone, you might say, and the white light hits that prism and refraction to all colors of the rainbow, and you got Spock in the logical left brain, you know, the Star Trek metaphor of Spock in the left brain, and you got Scotty, you know, fiery emotional right brain, and in the middle you've got Captain Kirk, you know, it's like in the color spectrum, the green and the yellow, the brightest of all colors, perceptually yellow and healing ray, you know, fifth ray, healing ray, truth ray, green, right in the middle of the color spectrum, balance point. So you got a balance point in all these three dimensions, and it's like good photography. You know, if you got your negative is well exposed and developed, and your print, your positive print is well exposed and developed, you got good details in the shadow areas and good details in the highlights, and you got a well exposed picture. It's not overexposed, underdeveloped, you know, you got a sharp, clear picture. And that's like when it's all balanced, brightness scale and color spectrum, you got good depth of field. This is like from forebrain to rear brain. This can relate to the temporal dimension going into the fourth dimension of time, whereby your depth of field, you know, with foresight, forebrain, and hindsight, you know, the rear brain. These are all exquisite metaphors to deal with the language of consciousness in the holodeck between the ears. You know, this is everyone's living in the holodeck. Some people call it a simulation. I mean, it's real. The mind can't tell the difference between a vividly imagined experience and the real thing. And a lot of people are living the illusion. They've made it real. Some people are more real than others. There's the ultimate reality as far as a source connection. And most people we all have filters. We come into the 3D with filters and filter that in our own way. And again, we create our own self-image, how we identify, you know, who we are. And self-image is how we see ourselves, and the self-esteem is how we feel about ourselves. So self-image is more left brain, linear, logical, letter of the law, you know, pattern recognition, the self-image. And self-esteem is more the right brain, non-linear, intuitive spirit of the law, just knowing. So you might say that just knowing trumps just thinking. It's better to believe nothing and either know or not know. That's one of the first principles on the path of eternal progression, you know, to believe nothing and either know or not know. And it all begins with, you know thyself, you know, either you know better to do better or, you know, not so much, as in duh, you know, dense, unconscious, and heartless, you know. So more light and love, easier and faster is, you know, kind of the mantra of anyone on the upward mobile path. And of course, how you do that, you know, light, as you become more, as you wake up, people wake up to how bad things are as well as how good things can be. And it's there's times that we all, you know, put our head in the sands because we just cannot deal with all the crazy stuff going on in the world. But it's good to hold the immaculate concept of what is real and how the internet can be a process for the origination and evaluation of programs that creates what is called informations ecology, where you recycle general knowledge from creation and origination and evaluation for input and feedback. You cultural general knowledge that generates specific wisdom to know better collectively. So culturing social conscience with a capital C in social networks begins with, you know, really know thyself. This is everyone's frame of reference for what is real. And of course, to the extent that one knows their developed and undeveloped area, their strengths and weaknesses, you don't want to key off of just your strengths. Sometimes the way to be strongest is to minimize your, so to speak, undeveloped areas, and develop your undeveloped areas is the best way, rather than just emphasizing whatever your strengths are. Like, you know, if you have a lot of drive, you know, you don't want to, a strength in excess is a weakness. You know, you can be too assertive and aggressive. So develop undeveloped areas, you know, of sensitivity and diplomacy, you know, a sensitivity to others and how they will respond to how you, to who you are and how you are. You know, this is, you know, the evolutionary, conscious evolution process. So global humanity is on the cusp of, you know, Aquarius, and we're really talking about, you know, conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, and revelations at this time, how to become more conscious of how we are conscious collectively, with, you know, basically, you know, heart coherence and mind congruence, because there is no mind congruence collectively if there's not heart coherence. Heart coherence is actually a frequency of holy compassion, a joy, oneness, unity. It's the highest frequency in the spectrum. You know, it's the spectrum of consciousness, the highest frequency is joy, bliss, you know, just knowing that intuitive knowing, that white light, blue lightning, white fire, knowing with pure intention. Again, because it's pure intention that focuses the tension in the mental body. So it's the pure intention of the heart coherence that focuses the tension with mind congruence. And this translates with pure intention, focused attention, with love retention. Now, I'm talking about a higher concept of love. And the higher the concept of love, you know, God is love. So what's the higher concept of love as God? God as the order of the universe, as geometric ordered divinity, G-O-D. Some people call it spiritual geometry, the order of the universe, the fractal order of the holographic universe. There is a frame of reference. There are laws. There are cosmic laws. There's right dynamic energy principles, round magnetic energy principles, radiant energy principles. This is the L-O-V in the cosmic love model. Again, left brain, L, left brain, linear, logical, letter of the law, right dynamic energy principles. This is quantum physics. There are these three energy principles, right dynamic, round magnetic, and radiant energies, which are integrated in different ways to define basically the quantum field, the fractal order of the holographic universe, and consciousness and manifestation, and how trees form and you know, how seeds evolve. I mean, the evolution, the whole evolution process of the universe, which is a miracle. I mean, the evolution from a single fertilized cell into a human being is such a miracle. And again, I've talked about in previous shows that there is a science that's been understood about this, going back to the Chinese thousands of years ago, who were into quantum physics. I mean, they developed acupuncture, which was the quantum field of the body and the energy meridians of the body, and how to balance those energies, you know, to create wholeness and healing in them. They knew this thousands of years ago. It still exists today as a viable, some people say, a superior healing model, because it's non-invasive without toxic drug side effects. You know, it's like, so this is something that, you know, modern culture in America, you never hear about, you know, how acupuncture and the Chinese developed, you know, this quantum science thousands of years ago, because quantum science in America for healing, quantum healing with energy healing, it has been suppressed by who? Well, it's big pharma. You know who's the biggest financer of the big media? You know who sold us the safe and effective vaccines that have killed millions of people? It's big pharma. So we're coming out of that. This is all people worldwide know this now because of the internet. Now, what do we do with that? How we get past the past and basically keep the faith. That a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of pure intention, focusing attention with love retention for conscious ascension, in a collective higher dimension of, full spectrum comprehension of the first principles of universal cosmic law, whereby we all hang together rather than all hang separately. That's the idea. Unity University. It's we the people. Worldwide now, it's we're going from United States of Earth, the revolution 200 years ago, 250 so years ago. We're going from the United States. We're going to the United. We're going from the United States of America, to the United Sovereigns of Earth, the new U.S. It's a collective thing now. This is just where the energies are going. You can go there the easy way or the hard way. And all that we're seeing right now. Is the old paradigm as it meets the new paradigm. And there's a lot of people that are stuck, paradigm paralysis. They're what I call stuck in S-I-N, stuck in negativity. So the original sin is being stuck in negativity where you cannot move on. You cannot evolve. You cannot mature. So the conscious evolution process collectively, whereby the planetary is about to come into a unity consciousness, a unity field, with more social conscience and social networks worldwide, where the principles of culturing social conscience become a self-evident truth, whereby, we the people worldwide can own our own lives again and make government accountable to the purpose for which it was created, of, by, and for the people, not of, by, and for, big tech power lead power trips that, want to own and control the physical and human resources of the planet with AI and totally subjugate and subvert free will with the psychology of subservience to tyranny. It's that psychology of subservience to tyranny, what we're seeing with all the fear across the country and across, of World War III, all the fear that's being ramped up right now. Just be cool, folks. Don't get engaged in that. Send out light and love and try to be philosophically correct. You might say like the eye of the hurricane, it's centered, it's calm. Everything's swirling around. You don't want to get caught off center right now. You want to be centered and connected, philosophically correct. The justice that just is, this is happening to wake up the world. And to show in the larger historical context of the continuum, people in the future will look back at the time and say, this was the turning point. This is where the proverbial shift hit the fan, S-H-I-F-T, hit the Aquarian fan. Anyway, you've got to keep a sense of humor. Keep that perspective. I like the metaphor of the still mountain lake. The still mountain lake, it reflects the heavens. As you look at the still lake, it reflects the heavens, but you turn your glance just a little bit and you can see through the surface to the deep subterranean stuff swimming around down there. What's going on in the collective unconscious? You can see it. It's self-evident. It's all over the internet. AI can access it like never before. And if AI is harnessed with love, the power... The power of love transcendence transmutes the love of power. So the inordinate love of power is what's being judged on the planet right now. And the whole world is looking at it and says, this is crazy stuff. This is a crazy shift. It's a shift. And all the, light brings up all unlike itself. And that's what's going on. It's like we've got a cauldron going on now, and it's boiling and bubbling, and all the impurities are coming to the surface. It's like transmuting lead into gold. You melt that lead, and the slag will come to the surface. The impurities, you can skim that off. Same thing with silver, and the same thing with gold. You got to skim off the impurities once you melt it down. You skim off the slag, and it's like the pure metal of conscience. And I'm talking about, some people talk about, the diamond mind of God, geometrically ordered divinity, but you have the gold consciousness, the gold standard of, God is love. It always has been, it ain't rocket science. Third grade, 9 years old can understand that God is love. And now if in a unified field sense, you can see that love as the first principles of unified field law of the one, the two and one, the three and one, the four and one, and the five and one, going through the dimensions of love, from on earth to as in heaven, from 3D to 5D, it can be a meditation as a mediation, as above, so below, as within, so with all, whereby 100 or 1,000, a million people can communicate at the same time, input their consciousness, and see how the collective consciousness all comes together and where your blinking dot is with your three numbers in sequence as you punch in on your alphanumeric keyboard on your computer or your phone. Three numbers in sequence, creating a dot in a cube, this cosmic cube representing the holodeck between your ears. You can see how a field of dots emerging in a real-time basis or in replay. You're replaying a video and you see all the people that responded with this universal law language interface, hardware. You can see the collective field of dots and where your blinking dot is and how you are, conscious as a function of the larger collective consciousness at the context and meaning at any one point of a video. Other people then creating videos showing how the collective consciousness came together and what this implies in terms of collective consciousness, with the conscience, with a love, understanding of a higher love, cosmic love, universal love, God love, geometrically ordered divinity consciousness. Conscience, which is gathering of the tribes worldwide of is real. Now, I'm not talking about the country of Israel, which right now is in the crapper and facing the judgment collectively of the planet. Anyone that's got half a conscience, half a heart, is in judgment of this situation and the evil that's been done in our face for the last year and a half in Gaza. With it, I don't even want to go there. We need to go beyond that and bring more light and love into the world and the vision of how light and love can involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience and transcend and transmute this dark side, deep state insanity of virtual profanity, where they call it news and its programming of dark stuff. And it's just like, how to create an environment in which light and love can thrive. That's the pure intention. It can be done now. It can be done very quickly. A millionaire, billionaires, there's ways they could initiate this right now. It's not popular. It would challenge, the deep state, but things are turning around. There are going to be people investing in holistic health solutions for healing, social conscience, not just social conscience and social media, with an interactive interface that involves and evolves, again, our individual and collective consciousness through the origination and evaluation of programming that cultures holistic truth for healing in our, in our collective, in social networks. So rather than this divide and conquer, divisive, one-way, top-down, centralized programming of the mass mind, which is really, it's not a communications technology, right? It's not mass communication. It's mass programming from the top down. When you have a true open system that's interactive, that is involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience of how we are one, then we're talking about a vision of healing social conscience. I mean, we're not talking about a religious trip or a spiritual trip. It can be a spiritual process without, wearing religion on the sleeve of any kind. And so, in other words, how to create a universal, unified field, quantum science, quantum model of wholeness and healing. The vision of it alone can be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's been that way for 50 years. And I've been, might say a voice crying in the wilderness. I've been practicing for 50 years working on how do you explain and model and publish, an orientation and explanation of how the whole world can come into a communication, community, communion process, come into one, unity and diversity through communications. The whole meaning of community is come into unity. The whole purpose of communication is to come into unity, come in, communicate. So a process that does that that actually takes the language of light, the language of consciousness, as the evaluation criteria for brightness, scale, color spectrum, depth of field, meaningful, meaningless, you know, three dimensions that in the fourth D, you know, on a real-time basis, moment to moment. It's like having voting instead of once of every 4 years, voting as, you know, volition, interactive volition as a real-time process during a program that you're watching and you're evaluating with three numbers in sequence at any one point. Now, the value of that is the more people doing that, the more you have a quantum field of how everyone's coming together, again, looking at the context and meaning at any point of a video. So the value of this, you can go back and review, just like with YouTube now. You can go to any minute line of the video and go to that point, you know, so many minutes, so many seconds, and you can go right there. Well, you'll be able to look at a timeline in a little square at the corner of your screen. You'll be able to see the timeline where the most response was, where the most, that's one of the criteria, where the most response was. And at any one point, how was the collective consciousness reading out for that context and meaning at that point? So you see, it goes into the deeper level of you from YouTube of not just the timeline, but you might say the currency of conscience, which is really the next economy, will be based on the currency of conscience. And you will be able to see the currency of conscience for any context and meaning at that point of the timeline. And you'll be able to see how it all comes together and how your dots, your three numbers, if you respond at that time, you will see how you were conscious in relationship to the collective consciousness of fields in that cosmic cube, in that 3D cube that's kind of floating in a screen in the corner of your screen. I have a video, a whole website that goes into this, what this screen will look like, what the timeline will look like, how this process works. It's at heartcom.org/vision, capital V-I-S-I-O-N dot H-T-M. I'll take you right there. heartcom.org/capital V-I-S-I-O-N, capital, you know, all vision caps, dot H-T-M, small H-T-M. Take you right there, give you the larger picture. So I reference this because the vision alone of how this works, once you really get it, you realize, oh my gosh, you know, we could have collective, you know, HeartWare could be an interactive interface for the United Sovereigns of Earth, for all of us, you know. So the next phase of the computer internet revolution after, you know, hardware, software, netware, they're all being integrated. Now this HeartWare will take it to the next level, synergizing them like the E in the L-O-V-E, in the L, linear left brain, O, nonlinear right brain, V, a synergy in the Trinity, left brain, right brain, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, and E, which is the square of the cross, you know, I call it the X factor. That E is like a, looking down on the pyramid, it's like an X in the middle with a little circle in the middle representing the capstone, which is where the four sides of the pyramid of self and the civilization all come together. And I say the pyramid of self, that would be spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And the pyramid of civilization would be government, education, healthcare, and the economy. These are the four Jungian archetypes. They're the fire, air, water, and earth of alchemy. And they're the cardinal signs of astrology. They're universal archetypes. They're the first principles of cosmic law. And in the love model, basically, it's the geometry of it, you know, the pure geometric thought forms. You can't get any simpler than that. I mean, if there is a reboot of the planet with a massive solar corona ejecta, you know, that remagnetizes the brains of everybody and people lose consciousness, you know, as consciousness reboots, if you got an understanding of the circle, triangle, and square, these are it's like the seed crystals immersed in the collective consciousness will geometrize God, love, consciousness. I mean, God, love, consciousness. God is love. Third grade, 9 years old, love, you know, unified field theory, love, you know, the first principles of cosmic law, love, you know, right dynamic energy fields, round magnetic energy fields, radiant energy fields. Back to the quantum physics of the astrology psychology, right dynamic energy fields like squares and oppositions in your astrology, round magnetic energy field, you know, the circle round, You know, the blending of energies, that's like conjunctions for the blending of energies in your astrology. Radiant energy fields, this is like sextiles and trines, the geometry of sextiles and trines in your astrology psychology, where there's a synergy, you might say, in the Trinity. There's a synergizing. You know, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. You get a balanced threefold flame, power, wisdom, and love. And if it's balanced, it's like on the three, those three, that threefold flame balance on all four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization, then you have holiness, wholeness. On all four sides, you've got the synergy in the Trinity, and on all four, you know, on all four sides, you know, the fourth dimension in real time, it takes you right into the fifth dimension. So the 3D frames of reference for 4D in time, you know, time is, you know, the infinite eternal here and now. Time, real time, infinite eternal, here and now, moment to moment, gathering momentum, here and now, more light and love, easier and faster. That's the whole process of pure intention as it focuses attention, again, with love retention, conscious ascension of the fifth dimension, a full comprehension. We're talking about visualization, mediation, concentration, integration in the four lower bodies. You know, it's like the spiritually, mentally, emotional, and physical. This can be holistic healing in government, holistic healing in education, holistic healing in the healthcare system, holistic healing, you know, again, government, education, healthcare, and the economy, the currency of conscience. Without the currency of conscience, we're basically bankrupt. Well, we got a bankrupt economy right now, folks. It's happened simply because the Federal Reserve, you know, the Zionists took over, you know, the Rothschilds took over the economic system back in 1913. You know the story, you know, and it's like it's the Federal Reserve is not federal. It has no reserves, and it has created debt, and it has created so much debt that it devalued the dollar, inflation, etc. Anyway, that system is disintegrating. And what is going to integrate? If it's not the currency of conscience, it's dense, unconscious, and heartless. It's a choice, folks. We're at the choice point. That's what this article was all about. Now, you can go ahead and read this article and the videos and watch the videos. This was an introduction that I was not planning on doing. But it's really given the kind of orientation, the larger orientation, the 50 years I've been working on this orientation that goes into things that are going now that is, it's utopia or oblivion. This is it, folks. Doesn't get any better than this. So, again, your pure intention to focus attention on this and realize that this is a collective choice in humanity. We can create a golden age on Earth very quickly. The tools and technology, it requires an economics of abundance. And that begins with abundant love, abundant light and love. They're calling it the Aquarian Age of Light and Love. They've called it that way. The Age of Aquarius, since they've been singing the song back in the 70s, the Age of Aquarius, light and love. You know, so we're right there. You know, it's either going to be more light and love, easier and faster, or not so much. So here's to it. We all do it. Birds do it in the sky. Dogs do it and stick to it. Why not you and I? Hillbilly taught me that joke once. I don't know why it's coming now, but take it from the higher perspective. Who benefits when profits trump people? This is the situation we got now. 3D power, money and power in 3D. You know, if it's the giant corporations that rule over us, you know, then and some people say all wars are banker wars, and a country run by big banks will always be in debt. The Federal Reserve, you know, creates and manages debt because they get a fraction of the action, you know, on the debt through loans. So a country run by big banks will always be in debt. Healthcare run by big pharma will never cure disease. You know, they create and manage disease. They make a killing creating and managing disease. It's just like a state that's run by big war. They'll never know peace. You know, the military-industrial complex, you know, they don't want peace. They'll never know peace. So we've got to get past the military-industrial complex somehow. And all the above, you know, the big banks, big pharma, big war, if they're all run by big media, which owns, you know, they own Big banks, big pharma, big war. They own big media. We'll never know the truth. So today we've bypassed that. We've gone past that. We've gone into a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of Earth's evolutions, evolution, revolution, revelations. I've had a lot of fun with this today. I had the energy, the astrology cycle. I just touched on it, folks, but I mean, it's really intense today. I'm feeling it. I don't know if you can tell those who listen to the show on a regular basis, but I'm just really wired with this understanding of how important it is to give a vision of a global solution. I've worked on this for 50 years and I have links that'll go into it. I think it's about time. I think it's about the world is about time to where things, you know, it had to get this bad before people say, look, this is demoralizing us. How are we going to remoralize us? How are we going to go to the moral high ground and, you know, wake up, wise up, and rise up, you know, to basically take command and own our own lives again, you know, globally, all people, you know, the United Sovereigns of Earth. How do we do that? So here's to it. I want to thank you for listening. This has been quite an unusual show. I usually don't go off like this. I never go off like this, not like I did today. But I took it, you know, I think the most important vision is this understanding of how we have the technology now of consciousness for, you know, the language of light, of consciousness, as consciousness, how we can mediate the mass media's mass mind with this language of light, this language of consciousness, Aquarian light and love, a higher concept of that that can be a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, it's our concept of love that determines our relationship with love. It's our concept of God that determines our relationship with God. So here's the God consciousness, God love consciousness, more light and love, easier and faster. So I hope you heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so, dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.